Shalom to all. Today's off to Shalom Yivam Stav Gimlo. We are starting Bezam and Bezam about 7 lines off from the bottom by the 2 dots. And today's off is sponsored by Lina Shmas, Marsh Mem Sarbas Miakamoshe, Hernish Shamash should have an Aliyah. The Torah tells us, Libra Susay Bokumi Rebbe, Libra Susay asks in front of Rebbe, Nisni Shesha Soy Nashim. Why does the Mishnah teach 16 women that pater their tsars and tsars tsars? Why 15? Should be 16. Why is that? What's the 16th? Imai Nusus Aviv, his mother who's violated by his father, Nusul Achiv Me Aviv, who's married to the brother from his father. That's a great case. In other words, we have a man we're going to call him Yaakov. He was Ma'anes, he violated a woman. Had a child from that union, whom we're calling Reuven. She went off on her merry way. Then Yaakov got married and had another child legally called Shimon. Then Shimon went, found that woman whom his father was Ma'anes and married her. And then Shimon died without children. So now she's falling to Shimon's brother, Reuven, who also happens to be her son. Why don't we say that as the 16th erva that is pater from Yibum and pater is her tsar and tsar's tsar of Chule, the whole thing Mishnah said. So Amrlei, Rebbe told Lei Bar Sisai, Nikar Oiso Ish and Lemach Makakadai, this man, meaning you, seemed to be like you don't have a brain in your head. What type of question is that? So now we ask, Lama Amarle, why did Rebbe say that? What's the problem with Levi's question? It seems to be a great one. And the answer is, begins Rebbe Yehuda, because of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda Iser Banusus Avim Futas Aviv. Rebbe Yehuda asers a person marrying a woman who is violated or seduced by his father, and therefore the situation can never happen. Shimon would never be able to marry Reuven's mother because she's Anusus Avim Futas Aviv. So this case can't possibly happen. Ask more, why not? Voli Maidi Rebbe Yehuda Sheim Kitchish Tafsu Bakidushin. Does Rebbe Yehuda agree that even though Lechatchila a man is not allowed to marry Anusus or Mufutas Aviv, if he was Mekadesh her, Kiddushin does work. So maybe right, Lechatchila, Shimon is not allowed to marry this person whom his father violated, but if he did, that would be a valid marriage, so she actually still could fall to her son, Beyibum, so that is a technical possibility. The Gemara says, you're right, Gimel Menaf on top, El Beginning to Ninon, it's rather because it was taught in the Mishnah, we're going to see this later on in the Perek, that the Mishnah says, Shish Arayis Chamurus Me'ilu, that there are 6 Arayis that are more Chamur than those mentioned in our Mishnah, Bnei Shehin Nisus Lachirim, since these 6 Arayis that the Mishnah is going to mention, if they're married to somebody else, Tsar Sein Mutaris, their Tsaris are permitted to him, meaning that person's allowed to marry the co-wife. V'tan Rav Chiya Kain, and Rav Chiya teaches in a braisa on the Mishnah that im yuchalis linasel achav shloi b'aveira, that theoretically, if one of these 6 people was able to marry this fellow's brother without it being an aveira, so tsar sein patur shem nechalitza min hayibum, their tsaris would be pater from chalitza and yibum. When we kulam from all of them, from all these 6, ein lecha ela imay anusus av nesul achav me'aviv, the only possibility that Rav Chiya could be referring to is his father's anusa that was married to his paternal brother. In other words, that Mishnah later on discusses 6 arayos that are so chummer they can't even possibly marry the brother. For example, his own mother, Reuven and Shimon are brothers sharing the same father but not sharing the same mother. So Reuven's not able to marry Shimon's mother because even though it's not his mother, it's his father's wife. So there's never a possibility that Shimon's mother is falling to Beyibum. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. Now, what Rav Chiya is telling us in the Braisa is that if theoretically one of these 6 women were able to marry the brother, so then since she's an erva, her tsara would be tsara's erva and they would be part from chalitza and yibum. And that's what the Gemara is commenting on. Of all these 6 women that Mishnah mentions, the only possibility of one of them marrying the brother and that marriage would work and it wouldn't be a huge isser is Anusas Aviv, this case that we just mentioned. And so we see clearly, since already that Braisa from Rav Chiya mentions the situation, that's why our Mishnah didn't have to mention it. It's mentioned somewhere else. So the Gemara asks, why? Lama loy tanisa? Why not teach an our Mishnah? Begin tanisa Rav Chiya because Rav Chiya taught it. Loy nesnina, we shouldn't teach it. Kol shekein nesnina, for sure we should teach it in our Mishnah. Meaning it being taught in a Braisa alone is not sufficient. If this is a real valid case, that one of the wives is pater from Yibum and that's going to pater her tsar and her tsar's tsara, so that most definitely should have been taught in our Mishnah, and we shouldn't have left it to only be taught in Reb Chiya's Braisa. So the Gemara is right. Ella rather, this is the reason why it's not mentioned in our Mishnah. Begin Taninon, since it's learned later on in the second parak as follows. Achos Eshe Yivimta, her sister, which is Yivama. Now the basic case is as follows. We have 3 brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and the first 2 brothers, Reuven and Shimon, are married to 2 sisters, Rachel and Leah. Now if Reuven and Shimon both die without children, so both their wives, who remember are sisters, are falling to Levi, the 3rd brother, he's not allowed to do Yibum to either of them. That's because each one is a chos zikukasoi, the zika of Yibum, this connection which we had mentioned a Yavam automatically has with the Yavama the moment the brother dies, makes them in a way considered married already. And therefore, if Levi would want to do Yibum to Leah, for example, he can't do that because she's a chos zikukasoi, she's the sister of Rachel, whom he already is zakuk to. And it's the same the other way. If he wants to do Yibum to Rachel, well, he can't because he's already zakuk to Leah. So in this simple case, he would have to send them away. There's definitely no Yibum. But what about if one of these sisters happens to be an erva to Levi? For example, let's say Leah was previously Levi's daughter-in-law, and then Levi's son divorced her, and then she ended up marrying Levi's brother, and now she's falling to him b'yibum. So since she's an erva and he can't marry her, the Mishnah continues on to say, Levi's able to do chalitza or yibum to the other sister, to Rachel, because sister Leah is an erva to him. And ad mashkach b'kulin echosah she'yivim to misyabemes, we can find with all the situations in our Mishnah, all the 15 arayos, that they could apply to this sister who's yivama, and there would be a possibility of this his third brother doing Yibum to the other sister who's not an erva to him. Chutz, except for the following, Me'ima Enusus Aviv Nisu L'Achiv Me'Aviv, this situation we've been discussing, this fellow's mother who was violated by his father and she had married his paternal brother, if she was the erva in this case, then she and her sister are falling to the Yavam. In that situation, the Yavam would not be able to do Yibum, because again, let's keep the names in our case. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and then they both die, so Rachel and Leah are falling to Levi, but Leah is an erva to Levi. So in this case we just mentioned now, what would the erva be? It would be that Leah is Levi's mother, so of course she's an erva to him. Now the reason why Levi would not be allowed to do Yibum to Rachel, the other Yavama, is because since she's Leah's sister, in this case she's also an erva to Levi, because she's Levi's mother's sister. Now going back to Levi Bar Susai's question to Rebbe, why didn't our Mishnah mention this 16th case of a man's mother falling to him by Yibum? That's because it wouldn't fit with this Mishnah that we just mentioned from the next parak of this would be a one-off case where there wouldn't be allowed to be Yibum, and that's it wasn't mentioned in our Mishnah. Now I'm discussing another case that maybe we should have mentioned in our Mishnah. Yitzchak Bar Yistaya Amar, he says that Rav Shimon Lakish Bar Yerush Lakish asks as follows, why not mention 16 women? Who's the 16th woman we should mention in our Mishnah? Chalutza, that's proper girsa, patar sarasa, that a chalutza patars her tzara. What's the case? So here again we have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven has without children, and Shimon does chalitza to his wife. He doesn't do Yibum, he patters her with chalitza, sends her free, and then later he decides to marry her. Now this is not Yibum. Actually, it's also for Shimon to marry his chalutza. He already did chalitza to her, he already set her free, so really he's not allowed to marry her. However, since this is only an Isser Lav, it's not an Isser Kares, so if he does remarry her, that Kiddushin works. So here we have Shimon married to his chalutza and to another woman, and then Shimon dies, having both of these women fall to the third brother, Levi. As we should say, the chalutza patters the tzara. Why is that? And the following over here is important. When Reuven died, his wife falls to both brothers, Shimon and Levi. Both of them have a mitzvah of Yibum or chalitza. However, her din becomes different when Shimon is the one who does chalitza. Vis-a-vis Shimon, in her relationship with Shimon, if you will, she's considered Shimon's chalutza, and he only has a lav to marry her. However, in regards to Levi, since Levi didn't do anything with her, he always has the isra of Eshes Ach to marry her. He only had the heter to marry her through Yibum. But since Shimon already took care of that, he did chalitza, so now the isra of Eshes Ach comes back on her in regards to Levi. So now that she and her co-wife, her tzara, are falling to Levi, Levi's not allowed to marry her, and that should also pat her tzara. So was that not a case mentioned in the Mishnah? And Oryakad Ramaya Kumir B.I.C. V'lom Olay Tenisa. Why wasn't it mentioned? And the answer is begin Rabbi Kiva, because if she's Rabbi Kiva, don't Rabbi Kiva, Yashmam's Rabbi Chalutza. Rabbi Kiva holds that if a child is born when a man marries his chalutza, so that child would be a mamzer, Mimelo, the marriage doesn't work in the first place, as this whole case that we just set up doesn't work according to Rabbi Kiva, because Shimon can never marry his chalutza. Once he did chalitza to her, he can't marry her, the marriage simply doesn't work. Ask the Gemara, fine, so it's Nina al Rabbanon. Teach it according to Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't work, but according to Rabbanon, it would work. And the answer is, Loyasnino Misni, Elamin Tchalam, Moidai Behind. We only want to teach cases in our Mishnah that everyone would agree to, and since Rabbi Kiva wouldn't agree to it, that's why we don't mention it. Now we get to discussing this idea just brought up from Rish Lakish, and then we have two brothers, and the woman who had chalitza done to her by one of the brothers, that she just has an Isra Lav of chalitza to the brother who did chalitza to her, but she has an Isra of Eshes Ach, much higher level, that's Isra Kares, to brothers who did not do chalitza to her. So now the Gemara tells us, Asir Yitzchak Bar Yistaya, Kerb Imi, what Yitzchak Bar Yistaya had said b'shem Rish Lakish, that goes like with what Imi had said b'shem Rish Lakish, that a chalutza to her chaylets is only an Isser Lav, whereas the chalutza to the other brothers is still Isser Kares of Eshes Ach. Rabbi Yosef Amar, he tells us, Espakin Rabbi Yechon Rishim Lakish, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish argue about this case. Rabbi Yechon Amar, he says, Hu ain't a chayv a chalutza, v'achin chayv an al chalutza, that he, the chaylets himself, is not chayv with his chalutza, meaning she's not a full erva to him, there's no Isser Kares, it's just an Isser Lav, but the brothers, they have a chiyuv with the chalutza of their brother, meaning there's Isser Kares. And Bein Hu Bein Achim, Chayv an al Tzara, both he and his brothers, they have an Isser Kares to be with the Tzara of the Chalutza, because she's the other wife of their deceased brother, and she's a full Erva even to the Chaylitz. Now, Rishim Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says that no, Bein Hu Bein Achim Ein Chayavin, that both he and other brothers are not Chayiv Kares, loyal Chalutza, loyal Tzara, not regarding the Chalutza or the Tzara. So we see a very different Shita in what Rish Lakish holds regarding this case. Now, Rimi, Machlash Shmuasa, Rav Imi switches around these Shitas, Rabbi Yechon with Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon is Makel, and Rish Lakish is Machmir. So now, Amar Zeir Kum Rabbi Yasser, Zeir asks for Rabbi Yasser, Vahar Rabbi Imi Machlash Shmuasa, Rabbi Imi switches around the Shitas. In fact, you say that Rabbi Yechon is Machmir and the Rish Lakish is Makel. It's the other way around. And the answer is that no, Elo Davin Davin Isler Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon had different deyos. Davin is like different deyos, two different Shitas. Originally, Rabbi Yechon was Makel, and then he switched to being Machmir, and that's how I'm able to quote him like that. However, the Gemara continues asking, Filu Tamer Davin Davin Isler Rabbi Yechon. Even if I say that Rabbi Yechon had two different Shitas, Davin Davin Isler Rabbi Shimon Lakish, do you want to say that Rish Lakish had two different Shitas, that originally he was Makel and then he was Machmir? It doesn't make sense to say that both Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish switched around their Shitas. That's the question. Kasha and Rabbi Yossi. We can discuss this. Milsa Yitzchak Bar Astayo Misayel Rabbi Imi. That which Yitzchak Bar Astayo said is a raya for Rabbi Imi, and Umilan de Rabbanon Misayel Rabbi Yossi. That which Rabbanon say is a raya for Rabbi Yossi had said. What these members don't Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabba, Chayin Rabbi Shem Rabbi Chibar Rabba, both of them say the name Rabbi Chibar Rabba. They give them all based on top. In regards to Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakesh, Hakol Moedin, everyone agrees, but Tzara Shu Chayev, that the Chayilitz himself, he's Chayev Kares if he marries the Tzara of his Chalutza. That's definitely an Isser Kares. Maplegin, what's Machlokes? But Chalutza, as with the woman herself who had received Chalitza, she's called the Chalutza. What about her? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakesh holds, who in a Chayev Chalutza, Vahachin Chayev Chalutza, that he, the Chayilitz, is not Chayev Kares for now marrying his Chalutza, but the other brothers are Chayev Kares if they marry the Chalutza because they still have that Isser of Eshes Ach. Whereas Reish Lakesh argues that no, neither the Chayilitz nor the other brothers are Chayev Kares for the Chalutza. And this is right for the way Rabbi Yossi had quoted Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakesh. Continuing discuss now bring up another topic. As we had said before, that the moment a brother dies without children, so his wife is automatically bound. She has the Zika, this connection with the other brothers, and Chalitza severs that. The question is, what type of breaking of the Zika does the Chalitza do? Does it just simply break it? Or is it considered like two things are happening simultaneously? Maybe when Chalitza is done, it's as if he's marrying her and then, so to speak, divorcing her. As the Gemara tells us as follows, Milan Rabban Amr Chalitza Patur, following member of the Rabban tells us the Chalitza is just a Patur. It's releasing her, it's breaking the bond, and that's it. Where does this come out? So Shem Barba, Ba Kumi Rabbi Yechanan, Shem Barba, asked him for Rabbi Yechanan. We have Mishnah later on in the fourth parak. Let's say Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters. Then Reuven divorced his wife. Then Shimon died without children. So Shimon's wife is falling to Reuven B'Yibam, but she's the sister of his divorcee. He had divorced his wife, and now his divorced wife's sister is falling to him. So not only is there no Yibam, there isn't even Chalitza. However, if Achos Chalutzasai falls to him B'Yibam, we have a situation where a person did Chalitza to a woman, and then her sister's falling to him B'Yibam, he has to do Chalitza to her. He can't do Yibam, but he does have to do Chalitza to her. So the question Shem Bar Yibam asked Rabbi Yochanan is, Ma ben Chalitz, Ma ben Megarish? What's the difference between a Chalutza versus a Megureshes? When the sister of his Chalutza falls to him, he has to do Chalitza to her. When the sister of his divorced wife falls to him, he doesn't have to do Chalitza to her. So Amalei, he responded to him, Atzavar Chalitza Kinyan. You think the Chalitza is a Kinyan. You're asking this question because you think that when a person does Chalitza to his sister-in-law, in a way it's like he's acquiring her, it's like he's marrying her in some way, and then setting her free. But it's not like that. In El Patur, it's just a Patur. He's simply releasing her. And therefore, when the sister of his Chalutza falls to him, it's not like the sister of a woman whom he was originally married to is falling to him, and therefore there still is a Chiyuv of Chalitza. Now, based off of this, Rabbi Yochanan realizes that a question might be asked. If it really is true, then when a person does Chalitza, he's really just severing the bond, it's a Patur, he's setting her free, and it's not like they're married at all. So then why do the brothers of the Chalitz, why do they have an Isser Kares to be with a Chalutza? It's not like she was married to their brother. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say that the other brothers have an Isser Kares to be with a Chalutza? And the answer is, the brothers aren't Chayiv Kares to be with her because she's the wife of the Chalitz, that their brother did Chalitza to her and she's considered his wife. It's not because of that. They're Chayiv to be with her because she's the wife of the original Mace. Again, the way that we had set up the case was we had Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, his brothers. Reuven died without children. Shimon did Chalitza to Reuven's wife. Then Shimon married her and he died without children. So the reason why Levi is not allowed to be with her is not because she is the Chalutza of Shimon. It's because he still has the Isser of Eshes Achiv from Reuven. He's not allowed to marry her because she's considered Reuven's wife. Not anything to do with Shimon. And that's why Levi has Isser Kares. Bottom line, as we see from here, the Chalitza is just a Patur. It's just simply setting her free. But we also see from here, going back to the original discussion, that we have Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, like the way Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chiya Rabba had quoted him, that the other brothers are Chayev Kares if they marry the Chalutza. Continuing discussion, specifically in Shitas Rabbi Chiya Barva, the way that he quoted the Machalikas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakesh, the Reish Lakesh is very machmir, that both the Chalitz himself and the other brothers, they're Chayev Kares if they marry the Tzara of the Chalutza, but he's very makel that they're not Chayev Kares if they marry the Chalutza herself. And the question is, why is that? It's reviewed in the bar, reviewed as follows, Kamata Amar Bein Hu Bein Achen Ein Chayev Na Chalutza, just like Reish Lakesh had said, that neither the Chalitz nor the other brothers are Chayev Kares being with the Chalutza, Aval Chayev Na Tzara, but they're Chayev regarding the Tzara of the Chalutza, Unicha Hu Ein Chayev Al Chalutza Shekvar Nira Liftar Ba. You understand the Chalitz himself is not going to be Chayev Kares if he lives with the Chalutza, that's because he technically already had a Patur with her. I mean, instead of doing Chalitza, he could have done Yibam, and that definitely wouldn't have been a problem. That would have been 100% mutter. And now that he did Chalitza, as we had said before, that means he doesn't have an Isser of Eshes Ach anymore. He just has the Isser Lav of marrying his Chalutza. And also, the Chayev Al Tzara Shaloi Nira Liftar Ba, it makes sense that he's Chayev Kares to be with the Tzara because he never had the ability to marry her, and therefore he is Chayev Kares to be with her. Well, Achen, the brothers, Ma Bein Chalutza Etzloi, Ma Bein Tzara Etzloi. What does it make a difference in the Chalutza or the Tzara in regards to him, meaning in regards to the other brothers? Those other brothers, since they didn't do Chalitza to the Chalutza, they weren't the brother that did it, they're Levi or Nehuda, not Shimon, Therefore, they shouldn't have this lower level Isser to be with the Chalutza. There should be no difference between the Tzara of the Chalutza or the Chalutza herself. The Chazav Amar, Rabbi Yehuda went back and said, giving an answer to his own question, do not know why you're being mechayev him, whether it's because the Isher Shechalitz, Isher Shalmeis. I'll tell you why it is. It's because the first answer, Isher Shechalitz. In other words, the reason why Shimon's brothers are not allowed to marry this wife of his is because she's Isher Shechalitz. Let's explain. Remember, we have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, let's say. Reuven's married to two wives, dies without children. Shimon does Chalitza to one of them, and then he marries his Chalitza. He marries that woman he did Chalitza to, and he also dies without children. So the way Reuven is explaining it is the reason why Rish Lakish holds that the remaining brothers, Levi and Yehuda, have different Isurim to the Chalitza and to the Tzara, to the original wife, are for two different reasons. The reason why they're not allowed to marry the Chalutza, she's Isher Shechalitz, she's Shimon's wife, and the reason why they only have an Isser Lav to marry her, and not a full-fledged Isser Kares, is because since he had originally done Chalitza to her, it's like he married her and then released her right away, therefore she doesn't have the high-level Isser of Eishes Ach on her anymore, because the Chalitza released her from that. Therefore, once again, the remaining brothers, Levi and Yehuda, only have an Isser Lav to be with her. As opposed to the Tzara, her original co-wife, the one that was coming from Reuven, the reason why Levi and Yehuda are not allowed to be with her is because the high level of Eishes Ach. Since Shimon had never done Chalitza to her, Shimon never had anything to do with her, she's the Tzara, so Levi and Yehuda still have this high level Isser of Eishes Ach to be with her, and that's why they'd be Chayv Kars if they marry her. And that's Reb Yudin's explanation for the difference between the brothers marrying the Chalutza or the Tzara. However, Reb Yasi argues with this that no, Matzavar, what do you think, in Chalitza Kinyan? The Chalitza is a Kinyan. When Shimon did Chalitza to her, it's cute like he married her and then divorced her at the same time, and El Patur, it's really just a Patur, like we had said earlier in the Gemara, and therefore, it's wrong what you're saying. The brothers are not chayiv, meaning they're not usher to marry her because she's the wife of the chayiletz, like what you were suggesting. Rather, they still have that original isser of ishtay shalmeis. They're not allowed to marry her because they always have that isser that she was married to Reuven, their first brother, and they never had the patur of eishes ach, and therefore the chiyuv for them to marry either the chalutza herself or the tzara should be the same, and we still don't have a clarity in this. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.